Welcome, sweetie. I want you to first make sure you're in a safe, quiet place. Somewhere comfortable and peaceful, where nothing could disturb you. Where you could just sit back or lie back. Close your eyes and allow my voice into your mind. Allow my words to take you on a journey into places unseen, places rarely trodden, for the best experience. You'll likely want to be completely in the nude for this. I would prefer it if you didn't touch yourself during this session, but if you feel as if you simply must, I won't hold that against you. Just know that if you resist touching, the likelihood of a mind-blowing, full-bodied, hands-free orgasm is greater. And each time you listen, it'll become easier and more thrilling. Get naked for me now, baby. Liberate yourself of all unnecessary coverings. Pause this recording if you need some time. With that done, all you have to do now is close your eyes, settle in, and listen. Listen to my voice and my words, and allow them to paint a vibrant picture deep in your mind with sound, scent, and touch. It'll be a wild, intimate ride, sweetie, and all you have to do is drift along with the melody of my voice. As if you were listening to a new favorite song. Now set in motion that powerful, creative mind of yours and visualize in your mind's eye an unfeeling vacuum, darker than black, blind as fate, and perfectly silent. There is nothing here but your soft, uncoiling thoughts and my voice, purring across them in waves of soothing bliss. You don't know much right about now, but there is one single, absolute truth buzzing across your mind right now. There is nothing else here except my voice, and my words. For a moment, you lose yourself to this harmonic existence and allow yourself to admire wholly the serenity, of now, of this moment. In this void, in this place of absence and vacancy, against the dark backdrop, tiny pinpricks of bright blue light spin and whirl in dizzying patterns, round and round, growing in number and beginning to coalesce. As you stare, your thoughts can just go ahead and easily float away, latching on to the light, emptying your mind, and securing a deep trance. Because the fewer thoughts you have, the lower under you drift, and the lower down you travel. The fewer thoughts you have, the blue lights blend and fuse, and a shape begins to come into focus, more solid by the second, the colors turning deeper, more vivid. Slowly, the shape reveals itself to be a wide, wide well, low to the ground. Finally, all the lights fulfill their purpose, and all that's left is a large well made of shifting bright blue lights. It's both solid and not. In the center, there is a dark purple glow, pulsing with a delightful, inviting energy. The well is the only light in this void, the only visible exit, and the only apparent path you can take. And that's all right, sweetie. It's safe. I'll take care of you. I'll take care of your mind and your thoughts. You can take the leap and not have to worry about anything. But before you do that, allow my voice to reach out to all of your senses and grab onto them. Everything you've ever heard, you've sensed, you've felt, you've seen, and feel me wrap them all around my finger and shape them into a compressed, bright sphere of all your senses. This sphere is a representation of how you see the world, how you perceive reality, how you experience life. It's all the things you see, all the things you hear, all the things you smell, and all the things you feel. Now I'm going to take this sphere and everything that it holds and introduce it to my voice, my words. And my will. So picture in your mind's eye how I guide my will into the sphere and watch as they intermingle and become one. Watch as my voice and my words feed into it, saturating it completely inside and out. And watch as it changes shape and hues, becoming an ever-shifting, latticed ball of oscillating colors. And now feel me slip this powerful symbol of your senses, of how you experience reality in every which way. Into the stream of your thoughts. Feel it glide right on in, effortlessly blending in with your wants and desires. Snaking around your memories and your habits. Encasing your entire mind. And draping itself over your reality. Like a heavyset celestial blanket. From this moment on, this fusion of my will and your thoughts will allow you to fully and completely experience everything that I describe, everything that I say to you, everything that you're told to envision and feel. My words will guide you. My words will hold your hand as they take you along the paths I want you to trek. This will be effortless. And you crave so strongly to experience fully all the things I mold into creation. But for now, Your focus is drawn back to the present, to the well, to the desire to throw yourself over and into what awaits you. And that's just what you do. You joyfully and without hesitation jump right into the inviting purple light, ringed by the bright blue shape of the well. At first, there is only darkness once more, but it's calming. The pressure of the water swaddles your body from all sides as your mind grows heavy and thoughts begin to melt into the dark waters around you. After a moment, you notice that you can breathe, that your eyes don't sting, and that this feels natural. You simply accept this as a truth and dismiss it from your mind. It's not important, and you don't have the mental capacity to care. As you allow yourself to sink, carefree and losing awareness, your eyes are drawn to the dark, rocky walls that encircle you, larger and farther away than they should have been. Closest to you, the number 10 is clearly visible, colossal in size and etched into the rock face. White paint faded. It's taller and wider than you are, but as you sink deeper and as you get further from it, it shrinks, and with it your mind. As you continue sinking, drifting slowly but steadily downwards. Your muscles grow slack, and tensions ease away. The number nine approaches, smaller in size, but still so much larger than you. The closer you get, the more benumbed you feel, and the slower your thoughts manifest. And as you reach it and drift slowly past it, you feel more and more at ease. Because the lower down you go, the lower down your thoughts drift. And as you reach the number eight, even smaller yet, but larger still than you, any caution you may have felt, any second thoughts that may have crossed your befuddled mind, slip out into the nebulous, spreading darkness. Seven creeps up slowly from the depths. And the closer you approach, the calmer you feel, the softer your mind, the more distant your body. And as you pass it and sink deeper, so does your mind. You see the number six, smaller now, no bigger than yourself. You notice that things are getting darker. The light from above dwindling away, not unlike your thoughts. And the darker things grow, the heavier your eyes get. The harder it is to see. 5. and your body grows slack and unresponsive at the mercy of the deep, dark, enclosing waters and their rhythmic movements. You can barely even see the numbers anymore. You know it's there, but it's so obscured and it's so dark, you can't find it within yourself to make the effort. And so you allow your eyes to close and feel relieved as you sink deeper and deeper, steadily drifting downwards into the abyss, with your eyes safely shut and your mind gearing down, bit by bit. The number four comes into existence behind your eyelids. And it takes you ever so much deeper, because each number drags you closer and closer into complete listlessness. And as the four is replaced by the number three, the waters around you grow warmer. And their warmth begins to seep into you, body and soul. With each second that passes, you feel better and better, without really knowing why, without really caring. You can just enjoy it. You sink further still as the three is replaced by the number two, and your thoughts become ever so much heavier, ever so much muddier. Everything feels so heavy and so very far away. And the number one fades into view and shuts you down, your mind growing dark, all light and all thought flicker out, and you sleep deeper, drop deeper, sleep and become ever so much more suggestible, sleep. And drift down under. Sleep and drop twice as deep. Sleep and feel my voice bring you further down still. You're back at that place again. That vacuum. That hollowed out dark void. Where nothing but your thoughts and my voice exist. But this is just the beginning of your journey into the deep, sweetie. So allow my words to wash over your compliant mind and follow me out into the beyond, where dreams become reality. And reality is what our minds make of it. Allow the darkness to recede now. Shed the void as if you are shedding an old winter coat. And feel warm and safe as the water around you turns crystal clear. Darkness retreats and pure bright light shines through from the very distant surface. You take a deep breath, the water that isn't really water filling your body. It feels good and weighs your body down even further. Your feet touch the bottom, finally, and you feel a mixture of relief and excitement. Because this is what it has all been leading to. This is why you've been all but taken from your home and led to this place. This is exactly where I want you. And this is where I make you mine. Now feel warm hands wrap around you from behind and hold you close in an unbreakable grip. You open your mouth and try to make a sound, but nothing comes out. The only sound I allow here is my own. You shall remain silent and obedient, like the good toy that you are. Like the weak, submissive, blank plaything that you crave to be for me. Now that you're here, you're mine. You came to this place willingly, even if you didn't quite know what you'd be getting yourself into. It was your choice. But those don't matter anymore. Your choices don't have power here. Only mine do. Only my will and my voice. So you'll be good and obedient for me. And follow all of my commands, all of my instructions. Just fall deeper now and feel how every last bit of resistance simply ebbs away, stolen by the slow current of the water and the sound of my voice. You don't resist when I move my right arm lower down your body and grab your cock. Squeezing tightly, but not painfully. You like that, don't you? I know you do. I can feel it throb in my hand, growing larger and larger. Blood flowing away from your brain and into your pulsating cock. Making thinking all that much more difficult. But you don't need to think. Just enjoy the moment and empty your mind for me. Empty your mind for mistress. I want you to speak that out loud. Say, my mind is empty for you, mistress. Say that proudly and feel how weak it makes you, mistress. How much more aroused. Say it again. And feel it even stronger. Accept it into your unconscious mind. Revel in the idea, the truth. Feel it bind you to my will. I begin moving my hand up and down that cock of yours. As your body begins to tremble in anticipation and total submission. It feels so good, my little plaything, my toy to be used and abused in any way I see fit. Say it. Use me, mistress. Say it again. Use me, mistress. And once more. Use me. Feel the words stick to your mind like glue. Mistress. Good little sub. Very good. Very receptive. Very receptive. so willing to obey and submit. Because the more you allow yourself to fall deeper into my voice and deeper under my control, the better you feel, the more aroused. The more pleasure you find in my hand stroking you up and down, slowly and steadily, already bringing you closer to the edge. Now feel my other hand snake down and grab your balls, squeezing them lightly but securely. These are mine now. All that you are is mine. Tell me you're mine, fucktoy. Say, I'm yours, mistress.
I'm yours, mistress.
Say it again.
I'm yours, mistress.
And feel the words drive you deeper into arousal. Deeper into trance. Deeper into submission. Say it again. And again. So much truer each time you repeat them. So much more solid each time. Say it again. My little weak plaything. Believe the words spoken and sleep for me a bit deeper, a bit more empty. Allow my voice to fill every crevice of your mind. Allow it to stretch beyond the limits of possibility. Allow me to stretch your mind. With a hand on your cock, stroking it slowly, and a hand toying with your balls, you can feel me close the gap and bring your entire back flat against my body. The first thing you notice are my full, soft breasts against your upper back, and my hard nipples pressing into your skin, spreading my warmth onto you. I can't wait to use you like the fucktoy that you are. I can't wait to have you pleasure me. It's gotten me so excited. I can barely control myself. Just the thought of what we'll be doing is driving me insane. I may just forget myself and hurt you, but you don't really care about that now. You just want to feel me. You just want to submit. Say it, plaything. Say, I just want to submit, mistress.
I just want to submit, mistress.
Say it again, and feel the words change you.
I just want to submit, mistress.
Allow them to change you.
I just
enjoy the process,
mistress,
and the arousal, and my hands on your body, and my will in your thoughts. Empty your mind and serve me. You can feel something press against your arse. Something warm and hard. Something that throbs in just the same way that your cock does. The slight coolness of the waters that surround us highlights the warmth you feel from my body, allowing you to enjoy it further and more than ever before. What you're feeling against your back is proof of just how hot and horny, the idea of playing with you gets me. Oh God, soon, very soon, my cock is just as hard as yours is, and it needs just as much attention, more even, since you're here for my pleasure. You're here to give me everything you possibly could. Say it, my submissive little plaything. Say, I'm here to pleasure, mistress.
I'm here to pleasure, mistress.
Say it again.
I'm here to pleasure, mistress.
Feel the words spoken drive you deeper into lust. And deeper into submission. You must obey and submit. Good plaything. I can't wait any longer. I let go of your cock and balls and move my hands to your shoulders. As I push you down, you meekly accept and kneel. Kneel down on the ground, allowing the action to deepen your trance and deepen that overwhelming feeling of total and complete submission to me, to your mistress. You belong on your knees. You belong down there, beneath me, under my spell. Under my power, willing and eager to obey and submit, and this makes me so fucking hot, so aroused, just as aroused as it makes you. Stay now, toy, as I come around and stop right in front of you. Stay still. Stay obedient as you finally spot my throbbing cock just inches away from your face, swaying slightly with the subtle currents of the water, almost hypnotizing. You can't look away, even if you wanted to. Even if I told you that you could. But you can't, and you won't. Because you must obey. So fixate on my cock and feel your arousal growing. Feeling your own cock twitch in anticipation. Your mouth almost salivating at the thought of what I'll do to you, of what you'll feel. I want you to really cement this need in your mind. I want you to show me how weak and submissive you are, how much of a plaything of mine you are, and how much deeper you wish to go for me. So stare, mind emptying further with each second. Trace the veins with your eyes. You're so close that you can notice how they pulsate in a steady rhythm. And with each pulse, your own cock responds with its own. My arousal is driving yours, and yours is driving mine. There is no ceiling to how good this can feel. Now, be good for me and voice your desires, manifesting them into the real. As I grab your head with my hands and hold it steady, say, I must obey, mistress. Feel the words echo in your mind. say them again.
I must obey,
Miss. Feel your cock twitch with delight, and your mind tingle with a pleasure unbound. See my cock respond to your words. I love it so when you show me your devotion. It gets me so fucking hot. Say them again, plaything.
I must obey, Mistress.
Hearing you say that drives me wild, baby. It's so thrilling. Listening to you prove your weakness to me. Stare in fixation as I pull your head just a little bit closer. Now say, with longing and desire, I need to suck. Let the words bounce around in your empty, needy mind. Be a good toy and repeat them for me.
I need to suck.
And say, I need cock.
I need cock.
You need cock. You need my cock. You need it in your mouth. You need to feel it. You need me to fuck your mouth, putting you in your place, showing you just how wonderful this can all feel. Say, I need you.
I need you.
And repeat.
I need you.
And repeat again.
I need you.
Believe the words.
Each
time you obey and repeat, you feel better and better and more submissive and more aroused. And the more aroused you get, the more submissive you feel, and the more you want me to fuck you, body and mind. And the more it makes me want to take you. My throbbing cock is proof enough of that. Feel me pull your head even closer. Your lips touching the tip now. Your tongue wanting to flick out and taste and lick. And feel so close now. Your desperation growing in leaps and bounds. Your desire growing hotter and hotter. Feel my cock twitch against your lips as I move in slightly. Stay still now. Be good for me and stay still. You can feel how your body responds to my voice. Going slack. Your cock pulsating with hunger. You have no control here. Just stay on your knees. Arms by your sides. And open your mouth wide for me. Open up. Tongue out. Just listen and submit. Listen and obey. And feel me slip my cock into your mouth as I hold your head still. As soon as you feel it inside, your own twitches. And you feel tingles run down your spine in pleasure. Oh, baby, you're a perfect little sub, aren't you? So obedient for me, so frantic for my cock. I start to move my hips now, sliding my cock in and out. In and out, slowly and steadily. This is good, baby. So good. My already throbbing hard cock grows bigger and harder. And you find even more pleasure in being my weak, submissive cock-hungry slut. Enjoy the moment as I enjoy mine. You're doing so well. And I'm getting so close. My pre-cum leaving warm traces on your tongue, driving you deeper into arousal and need, dropping you deeper down into a blank mind, a thirsty mind. Hold still as I tighten my grip on your head and push my cock deep into your throat, almost making you gag, almost bringing tears to your eyes. Oh fuck, you're perfect, my plaything, so perfect. Look up at me, be a good toy and look up, bust my heaving breasts and right into my eyes. Look deeply into my eyes as I pull out and then push back in, filling your throat, taking your breath away. Gaze into my eyes, succumbing to my spell as I slowly thrust in and out of your slutty mouth. You can't look away now. My eyes have captured you. They're speaking to your soul now, drawing you in deeper and deeper as my cock thrusts deeper into your throat, deeper and deeper, plaything. Watch the pupils of my eyes turn a dark purple, and my bright blue irises begin to spin round and round, pushing you along to drift, deeply into me. As I stop thrusting in and out, leaving my cock deep in your throat, throbbing with energy and pulsing with arousal. Capture this moment in your mind, bond with it. Visualize the scene vividly and accept it into your primal underthoughts. Into your deep subconscious mind and your clear, vivid thoughts. You on your knees, open and obedient, weak and submissive, mouth gagged by my big, hard cock, my hands holding you completely still, your eyes locked with my hypnotizing stare, your own cock vibrating with need, with pleasure and arousal. Capture this moment, plaything. Seal it into yourself on an innate level. All that you feel, all that I feel, your arousal, my pleasure, my cock, my eyes, my tits, my hard nipples. Capture it all and bring it so close, into your mind's eye, so that every time I call you a cock-hungry slut, you're partly brought back to this moment. So that you feel the things you feel now. Feel the arousal you feel now. Feel the cock lust, the cock hunger, and feel me close to you, using you like a fuck toy,
a thing.
See into my hypnotic eyes, gazing into your soul, seeing you for who you are, and accepting you wholly,
unconditionally.
And every time I call you a cock-hungry slut, these feelings and sensations grow with strength, become more and more powerful, more unavoidable, more pleasurable. Every time the words electrify your insides in all the good ways, sending waves of arousal and pleasure zipping across your nerves and your mind. I'm so close. All it would take is a few more slow thrusts, and I'd come right down your throat, because your submission, your willingness plays to just the right tune, driving me insane with the need to fuck your little brains out to own you, to show you how good it feels to shed all the inhibitions, and allow me to take you, body and soul. And I don't think I can resist. It's not in my nature to resist my carnal desires. I just take what I want, when I want, how I want. And since you're here, in a place of my power, under my control, I'll do just that. I'll do what I want, take what I want. So move closer now, my cock-hungry slut, and slip my cock out of your hungry throat. And you immediately feel empty, instantly wanting it back in, choking on it, loving it, accepting it. You don't have to wait long as I thrust it back in, harder and deeper, sending a shiver running down your body, electrifying your own cock, your own arousal, thrusting you deeper into submission. And I start moving my hips once more, quicker, my breasts heaving harder. My gaze locked with your own. Stare into my eyes as I fuck your throat harder and harder, sliding my cock deeper and deeper. As your cock pulsates with the rhythm of my thrusts, as your blood rushes with the knowledge that all you need to feel right now is pure, unfiltered arousal, and pure, content submission to your mistress. Watch as my blue and purple eyes swirl in delight, my cheeks flushing with pleasure and joy, my tits bouncing up and down, and feel my cock throbbing harder, hotter. Feel the veins pulsate with bliss and deeper arousal. Listen to the sounds I make. Feel what I feel. Share my pleasure as I use your mouth to please myself. As I use your tongue and your throat and your lips, and feel me getting closer and closer, and feel yourself getting closer and closer. Even if you're not allowed to come just yet, right on the edge as I thrust in and out, and right as I plunge back in once more, my body shudders, my cock jerks, and I come right down your throat. Oh fuck, filling you up. Keep your gaze on my hypnotic eyes as I come and come. My hot juices rushing down your hungry throat, saturating it with my essence, my emotions, my control. You swallow because you have no choice. You swallow because you're my cock hungry slut. Allow this moment to seal, to engrave itself on your mind, and allow it to find its own special persistence, so that you could never forget. Never let it go. It'll always be a nice, long memory. Always feeling so good, and so right, and so arousing. I pull myself out and let go of your head, my creamy fluids leaking still from the tip of my cock, leaving traces of my cum in your mouth, on your tongue. It almost tastes like sweet and salty candy. Just the right combination, just the right flavor. I take a moment, enjoying the post-orgasm bliss. It was so good, my plaything. You've been such a joy so far. So good, so obedient. But I'm not quite done with you. I'm not quite satisfied. My needs haven't been met just yet. My arousal returns twofold, twice as strong, twice as wanting, twice as thrilling. I'm hard again, so quickly, harder still, my cock throbbing twice over, my hunger to fuck you silly twice as strong. Get on all fours, you cock-hungry slut. The floor is soft and spongy, perfect for your hands and knees. The water surrounding us, making it effortless to stay in position. Your obedient mind, making it simple and easy to listen and obey. So get down on all fours, a drowsy smile on your face, and feel your need feel to your be need taken increase taken with increase. Each second that passes, each word that I say. Down on all fours, yearning to be filled. You feel my hands grab your hips from behind, my warmth spreading further into you, my arousal mingling with yours. I can't wait any longer. I need to fuck you hard and good. I need to fuck your little brains out. I need to drive all the unnecessary thoughts out of your mind. Now, close your eyes. Relax. And submit. Be a good weak, cock-hungry slut for me. And just relax as you feel the tip of my throbbing, hard cock press against your ass. We won't need lube here, plaything. The water will allow me to slip right into you without resistance, in the same way that my words slip right into your mind. effortlessly and easily, flooding you with pleasure, joy, and arousal. I hold you tighter, my fingers digging into your skin as you feel the pulsating warmth of my cock enter you. Slipping right in without hindrance, and with it, whole body sensations of pleasure, joy, and arousal. Something tickles your brain, and you know, without question, that I'll bring you to the very edge of the most pleasure you've ever experienced. And right over it, close your eyes and empty your mind of everything that isn't in the now, that isn't me. That isn't your overwhelming pleasure. Sink right into it and feel my cock slipping deeper into you. Feel it stretch your asshole as I thrust it all the way in. Teasing your G-spot and making your heart flutter. Your cock twitch ever so much more strongly, throb ever so much more. Keep your eyes closed and see my eyes behind your eyelids. See the deep purple pupils and my spinning, hypnotizing bright blue irises. As my eyes spin and my cock glides in and out of your ass, slowly sending you deeper into bliss, deeper into lust, your mind begins to chant, I must obey. The words echo inside your mind, intermingling with all your thoughts, reaching deeper into your psyche. Chant, I'm a cock-hungry slut. Over and over again. Loop it. Allow it to saturate your senses. Chant in your mind as my warm, hard cock conditions you further and further, thrusting in and out at a steady pace. I must submit, looping and looping, round and round. I must obey. I'm a cock-hungry slut. I must submit. And with each rhythmic thrust of my hips, you feel the word cement deeper and deeper into your mind, driving you deeper and deeper into carnal desire, searing heat and frantic arousal. Chant, I must obey. I'm a cock-hungry slut. I must submit. I must obey. I'm a cock-hungry slut. I must submit. Loop it over and over again. Allow the words to become your thoughts. Don't you dare stop chanting as I start to pick up pace, as I start to get closer and closer. Don't stop envisioning my deep purple and blue hypnotic eyes as my cock prods your G-spot again and again. Bringing you closer to pure, overreaching bliss. More and more aroused, more and more empty and obedient, as my cock pulses and twitches. Yours does as well. Baby, you're so tight, so perfect, so ready. Keep chanting, keep that vision of my eyes clear and centered as I fuck your brain straight out of your head, as I fuck you silly, as you edge closer and closer to orgasm, as I edge closer to flooding your perfect ass with my cum, with my life force, in and out, quicker and quicker, harder and harder. You're doing so well. Such a good little plaything for me. Such a good cock-hungry slut. Every time I thrust, each time you feel my cock go balls deep. Each time you feel me prod your G-spot, you get closer and closer to a full-body orgasm. An orgasm so much better, so much more profound than you're used to. When it happens, it'll be like the sum of all actions that have taken place here. All the sensations you felt compressed into a single long moment of mind-breaking, mind-altering explosion. All the pleasure, all the lust, all your hunger, all at once, spreading throughout the entirety of your body, your mind. Really, truly feel the sensation of my cock reaching deeper into you, all the way into your mindscape. Feel it thrust into your ass and feel it thrust into your mind. Impaling your thoughts, your desires, your memories, your limbs quiver. Your center is in shambles. Your cock is drumming to the beat of my momentum. I'm getting so close, plaything. Oh, God. I can't hold it in much longer. Just chant and stare at my eyes in your mind. Don't stop. Don't stop, baby. It makes me so fucking horny to feel you recite these words in your mind. It drives me crazy. I just want
to own you like a good little toy. Oh God, just a bit longer now. Be a good cock-hungry slut for me, and feel the pressure build. Feel the pressure in your cock and in your mind. The pressure in your body, your nerves, your every limb, it builds and builds. As does the rising pressure in my cock, all rising higher and higher and hotter. And oh God, so good. Oh, so close. The heat, the energy within you just wants out. It needs an outlet. It needs to be released in waves and waves of bliss and pleasure, in an all-consuming tide of orgasm of the body and the mind. You feel the need to come stronger and stronger. I feel the need grow and grow. The need to fill you with my juices, the need to own you, the need to claim you. Chant, loop, engrave my eyes onto your thoughts, and allow this moment to stretch to infinity. Allow yourself all the time you need to build on this arousal. Feel me dive deep into your mind and find all the right switches, all the right triggers, everything you need to explode in a mind-numbing, whole-body orgasm. When I burst and fill your needy ass with my creamy cum. Feel it all bubble up to the surface. The throbbing of your cock. The pounding in your balls. The titillating feeling in your chest. The electricity in your limbs, the sound of my voice brushing against your thoughts, that bliss that you feel when you listen to my words, when you obey and submit, the bliss you feel when you chant. Looping and looping, feel it all rise up and become so real, so real that you can touch, so real that I can touch, and so I do. I touch it with my thoughts, connect with it all, and lend it power beyond your wildest dreams. I pour my will into it, into everything that you're feeling, and expand upon command it to grow and grow. Command it to grow stronger and stronger and more profound, more solid, more undeniable. You feel your arousal, your whole body arousal, grow in potential, grow in capacity, and feel your peak pleasure increase exponentially to a point of no return.
I'll be taking no prisoners here, my good, cock-hungry slut. My good plaything, enjoy these sensations. Enjoy this edge on which we're both riding on. Enjoy them now, and find more and more pleasure in the fact that I brought you here, and the fact that I can bring you so much more still. I'm close now. Just chant and allow me to delight in your submission. Allow me to savor this, just as you savor this moment. Allow the build-up of arousal and bliss to reach higher still as I thrust my cock deeper and quicker, hitting your G-spot over and over again, my cock growing harder, throbbing even faster, even hotter. The vibrations of your emotions stretch and attach themselves to your arousal, to your bliss. And you feel closer and closer to that full body wet orgasm, then you can barely even hold at bay any longer. Chant, my plaything, just chant. Feel the words hitting just the right spots in your mind to pull at that orgasm, to pull it forward and up into the real world. Chant. And allow the sound of my voice to enchant you into obeying, to enchant you into following all my suggestions. I'm right there on the edge now, and oh God, you're so perfect, so tight. You're such a good slut for me, such a good toy. I can feel my cock starting to pulse with those final palpitations of orgasm. I can feel you shudder in pleasure, both of us on the very, very edge of explosion, of eruption. Every word brings you closer, every thrust brings me closer. I can't hold it back any longer, baby. I'm about to let go, just as you are. I can only give you to a 3-count warning. You're so perfect, baby, so close. 3, and I feel the pressure build, and you feel yours build twofold, rising higher and higher. 2, and my cock is harder still, filling your ass to the brim. Thrusting in and out, and your cock twitches and throbs, pre-cum leaking as if from a faucet. The energy within you needs to be released. It needs to explode in a full-bodied orgasm, unlike which few have ever felt. You'll feel it in every limb, every nerve, every part of your mind, and every part of your cock. It'll break you, plaything, make you wonder what's real and what isn't, and more pleasure, more arousal, more bliss. Just keep chanting, I must
obey. I'm a cock-hungry slut. I must submit. And one. You erupt in pleasure as my own cock bursts and fills your ass with my creamy cum. Feel the waves of orgasm throughout your body, reaching every single part of you, body and mind and spirit. Feel the bliss of a full body orgasm as it only grows and grows in strength, in waves. It doesn't weaken, it just gets better and better as you listen. Enjoy the way you twitch and shiver, the way your limbs quiver, the way your mind blanks totally and completely. Just so that you could savor this moment in time. Surrender and adore the sensation zipping along your body, along your cock and your ass and your balls. Surrender and keep chanting, looping as the waves of pleasure increase in number and in power. Surrender and delight in the feeling of this excitement, this singular feeling of pure joy and pure bliss and pure orgasm. The streams of pleasure don't subside, they just keep coming and coming, electrifying your body and mind, filling you with an abundance of lust and pleasure, as if countless of soft hands massaged every part of your body, as if my hands rubbed at the thoughts in your head, and feel yourself reach the very peak of pleasure, and feel everything intensify, feel it all so clearly and so strongly. Don't resist. Allow it to happen. Allow my voice to guide you into infinity, into a world of pure bliss, pure joy, pure sexual release. Just let it happen, my plaything. Enjoy it to its fullest. Ride the waves of pleasure. Let the tide take you where they will. Let my voice take you deeper and deeper into this euphoria, into this perfect moment in time, because you've been such a perfect toy, so obedient, so submissive, so open. Just enjoy this now. Let it take you as far and deep as you'd like. Let it bring you to whatever place you wish, whatever state of mind that best suits you right now. Allow yourself to just let go and glide on the winds of pleasure. Drift to lands far away. Drift with the thoughts that may still run through your head. Go with the flow. Allow yourself to be taken wherever my voice carries you off. You can stretch this feeling for as long as you need, as long as you want, even after I wake you. Because the end of trance isn't the end of your bliss. It can just keep rolling and keep building. That's completely up to you.
If there's nothing that needs to be done, you can just allow yourself to drift back into this pleasure even after you wake. If life needs you to return, you will do so. In this, you have a choice. But for now, just listen and prepare to wake. I'm going to count up from 1 to 5 now. Each number will bring you closer back up from this deep, deep trance. 1, and thoughts slowly return, feeling good and happy and relaxed. 2, allowing the fantasy to disperse, but accepting all that has happened here. 3, feeling more and more aware, more and more awake. 4, soaring high, high above the foggy clouds of trance, leaving it behind, but keeping that calm, that relaxation with you. And 5, fully awake and fully aware, energized, feeling great and well rested, as if waking from a long, deep sleep. You can now choose whether you'd like to explore that feeling, that bliss further, or whether your life needs you back. Till next time, sweetie.